This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be setting up calves for success. And this was presented by Dr. Raphael Lucchetti, looking at such things as timing of the year. Dairy calves are born year-round, which is an advantage over beef animals, basically calve in the winter. The availability of feed, lots of feed available, usually farmers will control that one here. Air quality can be a real factor depending where the housing is occurring as well. The pathogens that will challenge these young calves for success will be E. coli, rotavirus, coronavirus, salmonella, and crypto. So certainly there's a whole smorgasbord of challenges out there as well. And one of the real key ones is going to be air quality, making sure we maintain an optimal temperature for these animals and good ventilation as well. One way to try to help these calves out is to make sure we have fresh bedding, especially if they're going into hutches there, a colostrum intake of a gallon per day, and trying to get that temperature in the facility in a thermal neutral zone, which is 60 to 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Certainly, another thing is once we get enough colostrum in these calves, we should bleed these calves and check for serum protein targets of over 5.1, and new numbers about 6.0, and we can do that 24 to 48 hours after birth, and the colostrum has been fed as well. We have some tools we can look at. One is vaccines, which basically protect against a pathogen. Antibodies bind up the pathogens. Vaccines are not used much in young calves because of the colostrum antibodies there already. We get good protection from those colostrum antibodies if we get adequate levels into the bloodstream. In studies that have been done, scour prevention is one of the real pluses that we should be looking at here. And, of course, there is a product on the market which basically, or several products, are antibody-driven products that can be given to calves. There was 9 different studies summarized in the presentation, and there were 74,000 head of animals here in these studies, in these 9 different studies. 1,146 were control, 908 received the colostrum antibody early in life as far as that goes. So what this colostrum antibody did, it improved a scour score by 48%, a pneumonia, a reduced pneumonia by 20%, and the primary beneficiary was, when they did some plating, was trying to reduce the impact of rotavirus on these calves. So certainly scours is a real challenge, and there are several different tools we can look at. We talked about colostrum, talked about the housing environment, and perhaps increasing the antibodies into the feeding program as well. The immune response will, if you add these antibodies, will occur very quickly in the first 21 days. That's the half-life of these products in the bloodstream itself. They are very specific, and they will attach to the villi, which, of course, prevents some other bacteria from getting in that we mentioned earlier. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Climate Prediction Center earlier this month announcing a La Nina advisory, and weather impacts are already being felt across the nation. Rod Bain is with USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
What year after a first official watch was announced?
During December, we finally saw the ocean reaching the threshold for La Nina in terms of cool water, and we started to see the atmosphere respond to that. So when the official update came out on January 9th, the Climate Prediction Center declared that we are in a La Nina advisory after almost a year of being in a watch situation.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says impacts from La Nina already felt in parts of the country include
our drought across the southwestern United States, including Southern California, where the wildfires are raging. It also includes episodic cold outbreaks that have been plaguing the United States since about mid to late December, and that has also contributed to the wintry weather we've been seeing lately across many parts of the country, especially the central and into the southeastern United States. All of those are pretty consistent with what you would expect during La Nina.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.